This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Richard Edelman. How are you, Richard?
It's great to be here. Sunny day in New York.
Okay, and we are, in full disclosure, recording in New York City at the CECP Special Board of Board Summits, but a lot of you are listening across the country. So Richard is the CEO and president of the largest public relations firm in the world that's still independent, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later on, but I want to start off talking about, you deal with CEOs all the time, and you know when they want to talk, when they want to go below the radar. What should CEOs be focused on right now? What are the key issues you're hearing from them, and what do our listeners need to know about?
So we've just come out of the field with the Edelman Trust Barometer, and it's the 16th time we've done this survey, and we talk to so-called elite audiences, people who have college plus education, make 75,000 plus education, and read 4 media a day, and we also talk to mass populations, and we do this in 28 countries. The most important finding this year, Robert, is that the mass and the class completely diverge on their opinions of business, government, of the media. And there's a tremendous discount given to institutions by the mass. They don't believe CEOs. They don't believe government leaders. They believe each other. And they actually are turning more and more to social media and search, much more than traditional media. That has helped to fuel a great deal of kind of skepticism about their economic prospects. In fact, most of them don't feel that they'll be better off 5 years from now. And so that, in a certain way, starts to explain Donald Trump. And so there is a clear need today for business to speak up on the issues that matter, whether it's the trade bill or immigration or regulation of innovation. We've got to make our case.
Now, CEOs don't want to speak up a lot. You hear maybe Howard Schultz spoke up on certain issues, but many CEOs don't want to, and they want to stay below the radar. What would you say to that? Especially publicly traded companies.
This is right, but in the last 7 years, I would say, right after the Great Recession, government's strong presence made CEOs nervous about talking, particularly in banking or in other sectors like cars that got bailouts. And then more recently, there's been nervousness about talking because of activist investors and Ackman and Dan Loeb and, keep our heads down as CEOs, just make the numbers and everything will be all right. But we're sort of past that time now, and it's time for CEOs to stick their heads out of the bunker and talk up, as Tim Cook and Mark Benioff did when there was that terrible piece of legislation in Indiana last summer, and Schultz on race, as you suggested, Jeff Immelt about manufacturing. We as business have a tremendous responsibility to all the people who work for us to go out and speak about the benefits of business and why we are the solution as opposed to more government. And so if we don't talk, then we're overwhelmed by the other voices.
And you understand from a PR perspective, if someone does talk, is there bad retribution, or will society usually, because of social media, say, I appreciate them talking up? Which side will it go on?
The initial instinct of all CEOs is just do my job. Mm-hmm. And that's important, but it's not sufficient. This is part of doing your job, because your employees really want you to lead and show somehow that the company is involved in its community and is caring about what happens in the country.
Even if you're contrarian?
even if you're contrarian. Look, I'm not saying that you have to be, you know, deeply political. I'm just saying on issues that are related to your business, that have to do with competitiveness or that suit, you know, your industry, you should have a voice.
Small companies do well. We have hundreds of thousands of people who have $5 million, $10 million companies listening in. Should they as well, or should they?
Business has, again, you know, if you're a small business person and you've got some important ideas about how to deal with teen unemployment or, you know, how to get, infrastructure fixed, speak up. You know, government has clearly failed in turning, you know, the economy. We have, yes, it's true we have lower unemployment, but the somehow notion of the gap between the haves and have-nots, you know, business is the way to fix that. Entrepreneurs, and they should talk up.
You know, it's fascinating. I remember I was once talking with Steve Forbes, and I said, well, of course capitalism's good for you. You grew up rich. What about someone who's poor? And he said, Robert, capitalism is the single greatest opportunity for someone who's poor to have the life they want.
Here's one statistic in our trust barometer that just amazed me. 80% of people in the United States believe that business can make profit and also improve society.
80%.
So that's why CEOs, big or small companies, should speak up about the benefits of what they do. Don't get demagogued. Don't let other people dominate the conversation. That's what's happening now. When Bernie Sanders goes out and says, big banks are terrible and finance is terrible, you know, he's wrong. Finance is great because finance actually funds small business. Tell your story. If you're a small banker, go out and give specific examples of how you've made loans to people who, you know, wouldn't have a hair salon or other things.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Richard Edelman, who is the CEO of Edelman Public Relations. They were the PR firm of the decade, the largest owned independent PR firm, and they have this great new study out also, which is sharing the insights. So I want to ask you about, as Fortune 500 CEOs, what should their role be in talking about the important societal needs?
So, Robert, one other thing that we found that was really disturbing was that by a 2-to-1 margin, people felt that the pace of innovation was going too quickly. And they felt that they didn't understand a lot of the changes, whether it's in the foods that they eat, in the transportation that they use. And so my strong advice to CEOs is to explain the how and the why, not just the what. Mm-hmm. That in fact, they have to reassure people before they get to inspiration, and that they need somehow to explain the benefits to all, not just the benefits to the few customers who may be using Uber to go to work.
And so many CEOs now understand the need to be involved with the global community. How would you suggest CEOs come about determining their investment strategies on what makes sense to invest in?
The role of the CEO in philanthropy, for example, in explaining that a company is an important part of the fabric of community, is some core part of what we're going to meet about today at the Committee Encouraging Corporate Philanthropy. You know, Paul Newman founded this organization 17 years ago with the idea that business is a force for good in society. So many CEOs do things quietly, and their companies and their philanthropies don't make a point of having a discussion with the community about here's why we're investing in education or why we're investing in worker training or whatever, and here's how we're helping our employees, you know, be part of this. And I do think it's really important to say, here are the benchmarks, here's where this community has to go, and here's why we're doing it. So, example, I'm involved in Chicago with a program called Get in Chicago, and the big companies in Chicago have all put $50 million together for funding experiments in combating routine violence. There's a lot of homicides in Chicago. And so what's going to work? Is it midnight basketball? Is it after school programs in the arts? And it's venture funding of lots of small NGOs just to see what might work. And then helping these small NGOs to scale to get to 150 people instead of having 50 people that they can take care of after school. And so Tom Wilson of Allstate got the award here last year from CECP. It's a perfect example of how business can get deeply involved in community by using the grassroots.
Was there an aha moment where you became engaged and said, obviously you're here at CECP today, that you said, this is something I need to be involved with?
It's one of the benefits of being in PR. You get to go around and see lots of different client activities. But I would say the biggest aha moment for me was really after the 2008-2009 recession and the extent to which people were really down on business for having, misbehaved or been incompetent and all this. And I just realized that, we really had, as Edelman, to step up this whole idea of business and social purpose. And that we had, to make CEOs, Indra Nooyi of PepsiCo also got an award here a couple of years ago. And her whole idea of performance with purpose was exactly the sort of thing that we had to talk to more CEOs about.
Exactly. We are going to take a break. We're going to...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Leitz on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Richard Edelman, who is the CEO of Edelman, the largest independent public relations firm in the world. And you obviously have your thumb right on this. You're speaking with CEOs. You've done the research, the primary research. You've said CEOs need to talk out more. How many times, how do CEOs know they're talking out enough? How many times a year should a CEO talk out, and what venues? Should they do it on blogging, on radio, in community events? What really will resonate the most?
So, Robert, a shocking statistic in the Edelman Trust Barometer this year is that over half of Americans in the mass population cannot name a single CEO. They don't know a single CEO's name. They, if they know them at all, they identify Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook.
We're done.
Bill Gates. Yes. Bill Gates, who's been retired as a CEO for a decade. Steve Jobs,
who's dead.
And they do mention Donald Trump. And so that's their image of business, because business CEOs are a group. They're not individuals. And that's a terrible mistake. If you don't identify yourself, you can't be trusted. If you're not a person, you can't actually have a connection. So the thing I keep telling CEOs is, you know, Obama, all these other people are out there every day. You have to be out there enough to have some level of connection and visibility.
I want a number. How much? Should it be once a month? Should they? Of course, I love them speaking on radio, but what are the venues that are best? Video is huge now.
So, interestingly, if the mass population trusts search and social the most, I strongly suggest using your company's own Facebook community and speak in the way in which people want to hear it, which is short-form video. Have someone capture you addressing the employee
meeting.
How old
is short form?
Short form is 2 minutes and under, maybe 90 seconds and under. And it also has to be...
And how frequently should it be?
It should be a couple times a week. You should
really?
Be, you should
times,
be,
so you're,
yes.
talking, you're talking hundreds of times a year.
A year. Yeah. But again, it's short-form content. It's, you know, not some major announcement about a new R&D lab. It's, hey, this is, here I am in our factory in Indiana, and I'm so happy to be here with the people. And here, so here's what Richard Edelman does. Wherever I go, I stand up and make my talk, and then I do a selfie with all the people. I just turn the camera around, and I take a selfie with me in India or me in China, and then it gets shared. And, you know, I always write some sort of little comment like, it's so awesome to be in our Delhi office and I'm so proud of the team, or something like this. And I also write a weekly blog post. Now, I'm in PR. I like writing, so that's easy for me. But a CEO should do what he or she is comfortable with. And it could be even something that you put on for radio, which is, you know, a version of just you talking about what you saw during the week.
That's fascinating. And that's the advice, everyone listening in. It's clear, take action, speak out, become a human, and do those short sound bites, 90 seconds, 2 minutes of what's happening. Do the selfies as well. Quick question on the Edelman Trust Barometer. If anyone listening in wants to get a copy of that, how would they do that?
Just go to Edelman.com, and you can download all the slides that we've been using around the world.
Okay, so the next question, you're talking about going above the radar. How about going below the radar? When bad things happen, and you're obviously always advised, what is the advice that CEOs should take when something bad occurs?
So The most important measuring stick for CEOs is not when things are going well. It's when you have a problem. And so how quickly are you able to be open with your publics about what's happened, who's going to be put in charge of fixing the problem, and then to report specifically on the problem on a very regular basis. So what not to do? Don't make yourself the sole spokesperson. That's a mistake, because you many times do not have the technical expertise. So when Mr. Toyota went to Congress and was interviewed about the brake problems, he got asked the obvious question and he couldn't answer it very well. And he should have referred to his technical expert. Similarly, the head of BP, when he's going, you know, around the Gulf, didn't have the technical expertise necessarily to address some of the issues. Ultimately, they came to having a person in charge, but not in the beginning. So, again, go out, frame the problem, explain who's going to be in charge of managing it. You've got to run the company, and then regularly report on the progress on the issue.
Let's shift over to your company.
Sure.
And you're being so humble, but you built one of the greatest organizations in the world, and it's influential because of the leverage you have in PR. What is the real secret that you have in how you built such a great organization that maintains its independence, it has this culture of innovation, and how do you do that?
Well, so it starts with my dad, 1952 in Chicago, and you know, he grew up in New York and had a pretty modest beginning and went to DeWitt Clinton High School and said he had to share a seat with one of the other students because there weren't enough chairs. And so he got half a cheek on the chair. That's really the culture of the company. It's you take yellow taxis, you don't take black cars. You absolutely reinvest all your earnings every year in growing the company. So we would make our money in the United States and make acquisitions outside. As he said, no planes, no cars, no special suits. We run a humble family business here. And, never let the clients know how well you're doing. frankly, it's all about client service and keeping up your intensity level, because the best thing is to grow your existing clients, not to try and hustle and get the next ones. Because ultimately, your reputation is built on a longevity of connection and outstanding work, whether it's the Dove campaign for Real Beauty or whether, more recently, our work with Samsung Mobile on the mobile phones. What can you do that's distinctive in the work?
That's great. And how about you personally? What was a challenge you overcame that you learned the lesson from?
Well, the biggest challenge was to work with my dad for 35 years, who was a founder, entrepreneur. There are 733 air miles between Chicago and New York. He was in Chicago. I was in New York. And I had to call him every day and talk with him. And he was a hard man, but so are most founders. And so, the great challenge for me is now to pass the business on to my kids. And I'm training them now. And I've processed, I think, most of what I don't want to do and what I do want to do. I want to make sure they have the values of getting their butts out of bed and going to work early in the morning and going to see the clients and walking around the office and socializing. And if I observe that they're not doing that, I tell them. And I said, here are my five things. And I went to see my daughter in San Francisco, and she's working there. And she said, God, you're so critical. And I said, you take from this what you choose. But I'm telling you what I see, and then you get better.
There's a message on being a good father as well. Great having you on the CEO show. And everyone, remember, CEOs communicate, communicate, communicate.
Thank you for having me.
Are you your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Paul Cusero. How are you, Paul?
Great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Paul is the president and CEO of Amedisys. It's a Fortune 1000 company with about 13,000 employees, a leader in home health care and hospice. Talk about what the business is.
Sure. Our main business, we have two main businesses. One is home health, which we provide care for people who want to remain in the home and for people who are discharged from doctor's offices and from hospitals. The other one is we're a large hospice player. And what we do there is we administer hospice services to those people in the last days of their lives.
So let's talk about how that business is changing.
Sure.
Demographics and what is the real need for this? There's already over 5,000 hospitals in America.
Yeah, well, what we find is if you go to the real basic level of what people want, they want to remain in their homes. They want to be surrounded by their loved ones. They want to learn how they can deal with whatever diseases or chronic illnesses they might have within their homes. Home is where you are the majority of the time, and it's not like hospitals, which are highly episodic. So our job is to go into the home and to help people adapt to whatever new challenges they have and to make sure that they can recover and thrive. That's what we do, and it's a great mission, and we're finding that the world is very much coming to us with technology advances and some of the other things that are occurring, and as long as we continue to expand our skill set, we believe more and more of the healthcare system will be applicable to us.
And now with technology, homes are wired. We've even spoken there are modular homes where you could bring grandma into your family property.
Sure. Well, I used to be a venture capitalist, and one of the companies we invested in, a company out of Minnesota called HealthSense, a long time ago, actually builds individual algorithms for people that want to stay at home and thrive at home. And basically what it does is they have sensors all over the place that are installed, and you can build these algorithms in terms of what your norm is. And then if you ever go outside that norm, there's alerts that come out. It's a fascinating business, but we're seeing that a lot of other companies are doing this. Some of the larger companies are doing this. We're participating in a project with a company called Care Innovations, which is a joint venture of Intel and GE in this space, because we want to make sure that we're all technologies that are coming out here that allows people to age in place. We want to make sure we understand it and employ it where it's appropriate. So those technologies are really key for us, and they're advancing at an extraordinarily rapid rate.
So let's talk about when you became CEO, and you had a fascinating career, and in the second part of the interview we'll talk more about your leadership philosophy, but for now you became CEO December 2014.
Yes.
You've had great results now, a big turnaround. One of the first things you did was visit about 40 different patients, and talk about why you did that. And I know there are three tenets that you really learned from that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So one is I've been around the healthcare business now for 15 years, but I wasn't specifically around the home health and hospice business, so I didn't know what to do immediately walking into this situation. So my belief was, in all things, and I've learned this, is that there's always answers are always within the markets and within your employees and within your patients. And so what I did is I spent about 2 months out there talking with thousands of our employees, actually going out on a lot of calls, understanding what we do every day, and gleaning that. And I came out with really three tenets that formulate our strategy, which then once again, I go back out. I was out 2 weeks ago and went to 20 care centers, met with hundreds of people, and said, okay, how am I doing? Is this the right answer? Does it make sense? I'm putting resources behind this. These are your resources as well as my resources. This is what we're going to do. And they said, yeah, we like these ideas. The four strategies or the pillars of our strategy is one, make sure we're clinically distinctive. Make sure we deliver better care than everybody else. Two, make sure we take really good care of our people, because our people are delivering these services and therefore we need superior people to deliver superior care. Three, make sure that our processes, because there's art and science in terms of what we're doing, make sure the science piece of documentation, make sure the coding, the billing, all that stuff is really accurate so that we can really streamline this process. And then fourth, we need to grow. And we need to grow in emerging markets as well as grow in our core profitable markets. And so thus far, and we have 930 business development folks that are out there making these calls, and so we've been working with them saying this is how we need to grow.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Paul Kusserow, who is the CEO and president of Amedisys, a Fortune 1000 company. So now you've developed this strategy. You have 13,000 employees. How do you really go about implementing the strategy?
Well, what we've done in terms of implementing is first we've actually made some changes in our management team. We have about 80% of our management team is new.
Wait, that's some changes?
Yes.
80%?
Oh, yeah, substantial changes, yes. One is I think what you have to do is when you're leading something, you have to realize what the company needs and then what you can honestly provide and what you can't provide. And I'm good at the strategy, which is coming from a strategy background, which is understanding where we need to go, how we need to get there. But in terms of actually getting there, I needed some executional people with some really specific expertise. And so what we did was I went out and found the best I could in this area, and I think we've assembled an extraordinary team. I think part of the reason why we're able to assemble an extraordinary team was our compensation that we set up, which is very different than what most public companies have in terms of compensation, which is most of about 80% of my compensation is risk-based.
Mm.
So it's risk-based options and risk-based stock, and my management team has the same thing. So we're coming in, we're betting on ourselves, and we're betting on our ability and aligning ourselves with shareholders to drive the value of the company. So we're all very, very focused on that. And if we do well, we'll all do very well. And if we don't, then there's we'll have to pay the piper. So it's an interesting process.
And that's at all levels. That's at senior levels and at middle levels. Probably not at the
lower level. But yeah, we believe very heavily in equity compensation because that keeps everybody's eye on the ball. And we believe that the four elements of the strategy that we set is going to drive the company's value. So we've transformed the top. We're moving through the middle layers of management so that we can get people focused on what our shareholders are focused on and what our patients are focused on.
Well, that's great. It's also, I'm sure, helping in recruiting because now you're recruiting people who are results-oriented. And that's, to me, the number one word in business is always results.
Absolutely. Well, I think the other thing about the people we recruited, which is really interesting, is these were folks that we recruited who are really hungry. These are people who are extraordinary managers, but they never really got to run their own show, too. So I think one of the ideas of the folks that we actually went out and found were these were people who were the best of the best, and yet for some reason, luck, whatever, they they never really had an opportunity to do their own thing, and now we actually provided this opportunity. So these guys are just killing it.
Okay. Everyone here, we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs, business execs listening in. They want to know, how do you get the talent? Where do you find that talent? Are there any specific questions that you'll ask someone to get the talent?
Yeah, I think the key thing when you're looking for talent is, one, their ability to quickly ascertain what the situation is and to act on that situation, to be able to read people really, really well is the key that I see. We're in the people business. We have, 14,000 people out there providing care. If we don't have great people who are good people readers, that's ultimately that's a problem.
Good people reader? You just meet with them and you could just sense it.
No, we can sense it, but the other thing is, by the teams they've built in the past. And the other thing is, if you look at some, I'm a very devout believer in the loyalty effect. And the other, I judge a lot of people that I bring in by how loyal the people are above and below them. Because with loyalty, you can really generate tremendous outcomes, because the people they bring in feel comfortable with what they're doing. They feel like they're going to be supported. They believe in their leaders. And so loyalty is a key thing I look for when I'm interviewing people. Do they have people that are loyal to them?
It's a great concept. Everyone listening in, focus on people who are loyal, and I would say interview probably people above and below them and around them, and then you get the right team.
Yeah, always. And that's what we do, is whenever we hire somebody, we interview mainly the people below them, as many as I can find. And the other thing is, I also want to make sure, the other key thing that I want to make sure is, have they failed? Which I think
On that note, have they failed? We're about to take a commercial break, but we're going to come back and you're going to hear some fascinating things on leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Paul Kusserow, the CEO of Amedisys, and he is talking about a fascinating philosophy of finding people, and now you're saying about failure as well.
Yes, I mean, I think I learn more from failure than I do from success, and I think a key thing is you want enough people who've got enough scar tissue on them so that they understand how things should be done and how things shouldn't be done, particularly from the people perspective. And I always believe that if you've been at the last place where you've been is if you've had a failure and you're a good person, and the failure was reasonable, it wasn't through any negligence or anything like that, those are the people who are the hungriest, and those are the people who don't want it to happen again. And I think that's very important when you're involved in a turnaround or a transformative situation like we're in right now.
Anything unique you do to build the culture?
Sure. Well, initially, I think what I did when I came around was, one, spend a lot of time out understanding what business we were in from the ground level up, understanding who our employees were. We hire a lot of clinicians. These are very special people. We wanted to understand their viewpoint. The other thing, I think, so once you get that knowledge, then you can develop a good strategy. Then I think the key is transparency. And so what we've done is all my management team at this point, most of my management team at this point, sits out in our corporate headquarters, out in the middle of the floor. We're very accessible. We walk around on a regular basis. I'm very interested. I have lunch with people.
Glass windows. Right?
I sit in the. They actually call it the aquarium. The last time, for my birthday. A lot of the ladies and people on the Spirit Society went in and actually made it look like an aquarium. So I was sitting there with a bunch of mermaids, which are very interesting.
This is spoken like a true professor, and true to that nature, Paul actually, in full disclosure, was a professor back at William and Mary years ago. So let's talk about, you're definitely a strategy guy. You have a unique way of looking at everything. I want to ask, there was a decision you made when you first got there. It was really a software company, and you jettisoned everything.
Yes, we had to look at our business. We were in a different situation, I think, with external investors, with our people. And what we basically did is we decided, I was looking at all the businesses, and everybody was telling me that we were developing fantastic software. So I went out to the field and looked at the software. It didn't look very fantastic. And then I brought in some external people who actually were software experts in this business and said, do a side-by-side comparison on functionality, and found out we were really lacking. And so very quickly decided to exit that business. And what we then did is we found what we believe was the best solution, and we went back to the field, and we went back to our people and said, you pick. I'm not a software expert. I think anybody that claims a lot of CEOs are software experts shouldn't be picking software. So we went back to the people who are going to use it, and we had them vote. And what we found is it's much more acceptable at this point, because actually it was picked by the people, not by the CEO.
Great philosophy. Anything else about running a company? Any other words of wisdom that people could learn from you?
Sure.
And I know you have a lot. So, but only
of course. I think the key thing is always communicate. When you have high-quality people, which is generally most organizations do, when you have high-quality people, you have to treat them at a very high level, and they're no different than you are. And therefore, you communicate as much as you can. You're as transparent as you possibly can. You put things out in front of them, and invariably they'll come out with wonderful insights and results. And I think what we've, since we're in the people business, we staff, we have 14,000 people who staff every day and do 30,000 visits a day. I want to make sure those people feel comfortable with me, that I'm listening, that I'm providing them the best opportunities they can have, and that I'm their advocate. And I think the other key is what you always want to do is be a great advocate for those people. If they believe you've got their back, they'll deliver the best they can for you.
Let's talk about challenges you face. Now, most CEOs don't come out of strategy, which you did. And talk about a real challenge that you had in life that helped move you towards the role of becoming CEO.
Well, I think I was interested in taking this job because I saw a lot of people. I've had bad jobs and with bad CEOs in my early career, and I always thought this was. I always thought it could be done slightly differently, and I believe particularly with a workforce, an educated modern workforce, that if you believe and bring real democratic enabling principles to bear, that you could unleash the power of those people within an organization and really let them shine, and then you yourself will shine as a result of enabling them. So I jumped at this opportunity because I wanted to prove this philosophy to be the right one.
Well, so far with Wall Street, they're giving you thumbs up.
Thus far, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think we've been lucky to date, and I think we've done a very nice job. I think we're just in the early stages of this transformation. I think we've got really good wind at our backs in terms of home health and hospice. So the market conditions, I think, will continue to be good. I think we're focused on the right areas. So I think we're still in the very early stages of what the value should be here. I'm very optimistic about what we're going to be able to do once we really unleash our clinical excellence, once we really have engaged employees, what these folks are going to be able to do. And the other great thing about this business, which I think is so important, it's a virtuous circle. I mean, the fact is, you do good, we're doing good to the most vulnerable people out there. We're providing care for the most vulnerable people out there, and yet it's good business. So, you wake up every day doing good for people and also driving a great business. It's a good deal.
Absolutely. What is the website for Medisys?
The website is www.amedisys,
which is spelled
amedisys.com.
There we go. Now we have 1 minute left. What is the future of Amedisys? You've already moved it in a great direction. The demographics are growing right.
I think what we want to do is be a bigger player in the space, and the way we're going to do that is we're going to expand our way of operating. We aren't going to be a home health and hospice company. I think we will be for the next couple of years. We will be the company that helps people age in place. We will be the company that enables people to stay in their homes if they want to stay in their homes, particularly seniors. And I think if we can do that, it's a great thing.
Any final advice for CEOs listening in?
Final advice, I think, is we're in a people economy. We're in a knowledge economy. I think the thing is, if you enable your people and you let them do what they can do, you'll find incredible untapped energy out there.
Well, Paul, great having you on the CEO show. Terrific insights. And remember, everyone, look at failure. Focus on the human being, on people who communicate and are people.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.